views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Everybody, you with the Angels and Answers, Sky and Artie, we're right here to serve you. And so right now we're going to try this again. Anya from Philly, are you there?
Hello. Hi, Anya.
Hey, sweetheart, what's going on?
Nothing. How are you guys?
Good.
I'm great. How you doing, sweetie?
Let me ask you something. Are you like struggling with yourself on a daily basis?
Yes.
Because a little angel told me sitting on my shoulder.
That's me.
Yeah. What else did they tell you?
Exactly.
Oh, gosh. Anya, are you working?
Yes.
Good.
I just graduated.
How do you need to operate now?
I'm content.
I'm getting like, you can't afford this, you can't afford that.
Right, that's what I'm asking, yeah.
I'm saying that
you just don't want to get another job, and you're like the type of person that is happy being where they are, but you're really not happy with your lifestyle. You'd like to improve it financially, but you're just not going to. Does that make a little sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, if you want changes, you're going to have to make changes if you want things to get better, because a lot of times people ask us, is my life going to get better? Is my finances going to improve? If you're playing the same game plan, you're not going to. You can't expect better or different results.
Right. You have to go out there and you have to search for something that you want. Unfortunately, in this day and age, nobody hands you anything on a silver platter. If you feel that you're not getting enough, you need to go out there and you need to keep what you got first, but then go out there and try to get something better so that you're not without anything.
The one thing my father taught me, and trust me, I am not a big fan of my father at all. I appreciate him for him providing all my provisions in life, and that's just about it. But if it's one thing, one of the very few things he has said that has always stuck in my mind is you don't get rid of dirty water until you find new. And you just need to make your part-time job looking for another job.
Yes.
Because it's not, okay. Or you need to be more creative at getting another job up on top of what you got, because just staying where you're at, things are not going to get improved on its own.
Okay. Well, there's a reason why I'm staying at this certain position.
Okay.
Go ahead, ask. Say.
I just found out I was pregnant not too long ago, and I need to stay for maternity leave.
Pregnant? Oh, my God.
I just heard
that. Oh, jeez. I was just going to ask you.
I heard that also.
Oh,
I did.
Right?
I did.
Oh, my
God. Right,
I was just going to say, could you possibly be pregnant?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Congratulations, sweetheart. God bless you. How long are you? About 6 weeks?
About 15.
You're 15?
Yes.
Wonderful. God bless you. Do we know what it is yet?
No, I want it to be a surprise.
Wonderful.
Well, I'm just letting you know, it's going to be a year and a half is when your job situation, whether it be with you or your partner, your job situation a year and a half from now. So let's see, we're in the middle of 2014. At the end of 2015, beginning of 2016, that's when you're going to see a job career change at that point. That's when the time's going to be right. Right now, it's a matter of just being creative and doing what you have to do. And also, you're going to be getting an inheritance of money. And I don't know how soon that's going to be, but in your lifetime, you will be receiving an inheritance of money.
Let me ask you something.
Oh, wow.
How are you feeling?
Physically? I'm okay. I'm tired a lot, but I'm fine.
Yeah. I need you to take more rest, because that's what I was getting at. I wanted to know if you were feeling very tired and sluggish.
Yes.
Give yourself time off your feet. just indulge yourself a little. I'm not saying that, okay, you know, you shouldn't go running, or if you're a runner, or you shouldn't walk that mile if that's what you do every day. But I'm also saying to, in the beginning, take time for yourself. This is your time to be pampered. You know, my father always used to say, you're pregnant, you're a queen. You're a queen, you're glow, you're a queen. Now is your time to be special. And I want you to start treating yourself that way, because I don't feel you are. And I don't feel that you're giving yourself enough.
You need to put more protein in your system, because I keep on seeing steaks around you.
Medium rare.
Okay.
Yummy.
I like my medium well.
I wish I could eat that.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, you know, you really have to take a little better care of yourself. Eat better. Eat better. Get a lot more rest. Don't neglect yourself because you have something to rush and do. And I think that's the way you are, right?
Yes.
Yes, I knew it.
Yes.
I am seeing money for you, though. I'm seeing money in a place where you're not expecting to get money from. Very odd.
Oh, that sounds good.
Excuse me?
That sounds good.
Yeah, are you going, do you have like an insurance case coming up, or, I don't know, I just see some money coming to you.
Well, I just said there was an inheritance.
Oh, did you? I'm sorry, I'm seeing the same
thing. No, that's okay.
Oh, my gosh. I'm seeing the exact same thing, honey.
Is it soon?
I would say within 3 or 6 months. Well, your baby's born.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
The timing, for what I saw, the timing, I don't know just yet. But I don't know if Sky's going to give you a surprise within 3 to 6 months. Take it.
Are you doing this alone, or are you doing this with a partner?
The partner comes.
Are you married?
Once too. No.
What was that?
Not married.
Can you repeat?
Okay, I felt that.
I didn't think so.
That's a little difficult question to say over the air, and that's, you know, I don't mean it in a derogative way. But we're women, honey. We could take care of anything, girlfriend.
Yeah. It's fine.
You
know, it's okay, really.
Right?
No, not at all.
But she does.
But this is the thing. I want you to know that everything will work out well for you. I knew that you were kind of venturing out on your own with this. And even though you may get a little support, don't expect too much. Okay? Don't get disappointed.
Okay. Yeah.
But you will be, but like she said, you will be getting, you know, a decent chunk of change.
Yeah, and you know,
and don't be afraid to ask for help from other people.
Absolutely. But I see a lot of joy. This baby's going to bring you so much fulfillment, and you're looking for fulfillment within your life. And this baby's coming at a perfect time for you, because this is exactly what you need.
I'm going to go to Atlantic City right now and bet on the gender of your child, because I feel like I really know what it is.
I do, too.
You do?
Yeah. I'm not going to
say.
We can't say it in front of her.
No, we're not going
to. She wants to know, but I know.
We won't tell her.
We won't tell her.
Yeah,
no,
okay,
yeah,
tell me,
yeah,
please.
We whispered to each other.
Did you even hear that, did you? We whispered
no,
to each other.
No,
right?
No, we lip-synced to it.
Yeah, we know what it is.
We know what it is. It'll cost you, sister. Listen, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, God bless you, sweetie. You're going to have a great birth, and you're going to have a beautiful baby.
Things are going to go smooth.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, that was fun.
It was very fun. I knew.
I didn't hear it. I also knew that she wasn't with somebody.
Isn't that funny?
You want to know something?
She's strong enough. She can do it.
You know, you have a window right outside your office, and I'm looking outside. I was looking at the clouds. And I literally, while we were talking to her, I saw an angel. And then the angel turned into an elephant, a little, like a, I saw like a little baby elephant with the tusk up.
Look out there. I see like a Pegasus with the wing.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. We're seeing angels in the sky.
Uh-oh. What are you drinking? And what am I drinking?
That's right. Really quick, what's your phone number, Sky, if people want to call?
908-500-1474. And Artie?
877-ANGEL-02 if you want to talk to me on a personal note in the sense of having a private reading. So stay tuned, everybody, because Sky and I are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey? Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26th, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop, and let's get into it now. Visit ruintuit.com for more information.
All right, welcome back, everybody. If anybody wants to call in and to get a reading from Sky or myself on this show called Angels and Answers, call in at 800-930-2819, and we'll tell you what the angels have to say to you. And if they say nothing, then I'll tell you nothing. What do you want from us? But right now we have an awesome person all the way from our home state, Jersey. Hey, Sherry, how's it going, hon?
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
Great. How are you doing, Cher?
You know who this is, honey?
Yeah, you're
Sherry.
Can
you
Sherry. Hear me? Come on, right?
Hey, Sherry, hello? Sherry. You want to know something? I literally know four Sherrys.
Yeah.
Wait. Yes, I know who you are.
Can you
hear me?
Yes, I
do. You know what? No, of course. She's a good friend of mine. I do. I know four Sherrys. She's the one who takes very good care
Hi,
of me.
Hi, honey. Can you hear me?
Yes, she does. She's awesome. And I'm not even... Huh? But you know what gave it away? It wasn't your voice, believe it or not. It was your laugh.
Oh, my laugh? How you doing? Yeah. Uh-huh. Can you hear me?
Okay. There you go. Your laugh is... Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
What gave it away.
Yeah. Oh. Hi.
Sherry, can you hear us?
Anyway... I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
All right, well, listen.
All right, great.
All right, because I know, like, because I know so much of your situation, I'm not going to say much with you. I'm going to allow.
Okay, I wanted to ask Guy, actually.
To give you a little.
What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Wait, so Sky.
Yes.
Her name's Sherry. She has an awesome business in Somerset.
Mm-hmm.
She has an awesome business
okay.
in Somerset.
Do you ever fix with energy with your hands, massaging or Reiki or something like that?
No, but I was actually thinking of taking Reiki. But
I think you're very good for that. You do energy work now?
No. Mm-mm. Just massage
well,
and skincare. And
I think you should. I think you absolutely should.
Hmm.
Now, you have a business in Jersey?
Yeah, in Somerville. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What I wanted to ask is about, I'm looking for an investor for my business. And I wanted to know if you see that, if I find one.
Huh. Hmm. Give me a minute.
Dun dun, okay. Dun 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 dun.
Stop making me laugh. I can't think. I think it's going to be a little hard for you, to be honest. I don't see anything in the near future.
What do you think Sherry has to do to try to generate the right investor for her business? Because she is very good at what she does.
Let's see. Well, I know what I need to tell you.
I see
a lot of energy around here. I see a lot of you hands-on people. Which would tell me that you're in a service business and that you are in a service business where your hands are on people. Like I said before, either masseuse or facials or Reiki or even cosmetics or hair. I just see you touching a lot of people. I see that your business is geared to that. And I see a lot of flow of energy around your business. So if you want to get investors for your business, you're going to have to advertise. And you're going to have to open your doors to people who are interested through your advertising and let them come through and let them see what you've got and give them your ideas or your packet. Give them your financial packet and show them what you want to do with your future, what you feel you're capable of achieving if you had an investor. Do you understand what I mean?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. Anything else you want to ask us today?
No, that's all.
Yeah, no, I understand that the most important thing for her in the whole entire world is
it is.
For her to get an investor. The thing is that, that is the single most important thing, and I understand that. And
well,
the thing is, when you go into Capital Ventures, though, they want your blood. They're not in it just to help out people. They want 75% of your life.
Yeah, they want
And it's
blood.
Very difficult. So.
You know what I just got? I feel money is coming from somebody within your own place that you've hired.
Or that
oh my
you
gosh.
Work on?
Yeah.
Somebody who you
like
work on.
Like either you're going to hire or that you work on or somebody that you give a service, you give your services to. You're going to get money not even from advertising but from somebody either you have worked on already or somebody you're going to hire to do another aspect in your business. Do you know what I mean? Like, let's say you were a hairdresser.
Yeah.
And you're going, you hired a manicure pedicurist. I think in time that girl will see or that guy will see that your business is good and you're going to ask him to expand with you. Do you understand what I mean?
Oh. Uh-huh.
I see that more than you getting an outsider. That's what I feel.
You're going to have a potential of a Russian. Somebody who's Russian, who's going to be helping you out or want to help you out or that you might be, you know, dancing with financially.
Yeah, but before she rushes away, you better grab her for the money.
Yeah, when I said Russian, I don't mean in a hurry.
I know. Okay.
No, but it is. It's somebody who is going to be Russian. And if I'm not mistaken, mistaken, I'm almost positive it's going to be a female Russian girl. And, you know, and this person does have money. And she definitely, when she comes in, you know that she's very conscientious about beauty and all that stuff, either health and or beauty. And I feel like this is who is going to assist you. Besides a few Jewish people. Besides a few Jewish people coming in and out of your life.
Yeah. But I think that you're doing pretty good now. I think you're holding water. I mean, nothing to write home to mama about, but I think you're a new business. I feel you're a new business. I feel as though you just got your head above water. And now it's time to start making some good profit, right?
Yes.
Yes?
Yep.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
You want to know something, Sharon? You're going to end up also having an opportunity. You're going to have an opportunity at some kind of a resort. And I feel like it's just a temporary situation, but it's you're going to have an opportunity, whether it be, you know, doing something for people on a cruise, doing something for people for a special event. But I see you doing work with somebody under special circumstances like that that's going to, you know, come your way. And I, believe it or not, again, I saw something about some kind of a cruise or a ship.
That's hot because what I said to her is somebody that is in her field that comes in to work for her or with her will be an investor. And that exactly could be it.
Yeah.
If she goes somewhere else out of where her norm is to go on a cruise or to go on in a resort, she might be able to find someone who wants to invest with her, people that do the same thing.
Yeah, I really feel like, you know, the doors of opportunity is going to open up, but I want you to start burning a green candle and just, you know, thank the angels and thank God for bringing in, you know, the right investor. Yeah. And you want somebody who's fair. You don't want just an investor. You want a qualified,
the right one,
good person, honest, who's not, you know, you want somebody who's of integrity.
You know something? I don't want you to take offense to this. You know, I don't know you from a hole in the wall. I know Artie does, but I don't. I'm listening to an angel in my head, and I'm hearing that you're not giving back enough for all you've received. Now, far be it for me, to make a comment on that. I'm just hearing what I'm hearing. I'm just passing along the message.
Really?
But they're telling me, give back a little more. I don't know if that makes sense to you. Does it make sense to you, honey?
I'm not really sure, I guess.
Now, Sharon, do you do anything with donations? Do you do anything with any, you know, just donating your time or donating anything?
No.
Well, that's what they mean.
That's exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah.
That's what Sky was talking about. And I promise you, I didn't say one word to her about anything.
I swear.
So I don't know. So I was listening to her talk, and now it's, you know, now I'm starting to get the messages too. So when you start sharing your time with, say, you know, it could be any kind of strong benefit, you know, and somebody's getting free, you know, you're giving free little mini massages for people. This is really going to open up even more doors to you, and it could also be the investor or whatever it is that you're looking for, more clients.
This is why they may be telling me that you're not giving back, because you're going to pay attention to that, and you might get hooked up with an organization that you might find your investor, just as Artie said. And that makes so much sense, because now you're going out of your box. You know what I mean?
I thought of getting a chair or buying the chair to massage and going places and doing it for, like, free and then just letting people see, you know, have a chair massage.
That's a dynamite idea, Sharon.
That's wonderful, and that's giving back.
You want to know something? Yeah. God always takes care of everybody who takes care of his other children.
Absolutely.
So when you donate to other people in any facet, whether it be time, energy, or money, believe me, God always takes care of you in return.
He does.
The time, now, there are some people who might be listening saying, you know what? I give so much of myself, and I'm still sucking wind or whatnot. There's a difference between overly giving, where it could suck you dry, and just a balance. You know, in my life, I share interest in my life. I do. I won't share principal, meaning the money that I need to survive my life. But I will donate my time or money or energy to organizations or to people where it's not like totally sucking the wind out of me. But yet at the same time, I know I'm making a difference. I'm making other people happy. You know, anybody who has benefits, you know, like the when I say benefits, I mean like, you know, raising money or whatever for a particular benefit. And they asked me, Artie, are you willing to give a free reading? Are you, you know, so we could raise money and stuff. So, but that's our answers to you, Sherry, baby. So we have, we have to go to a commercial break.
All right. Thank you, both of you. Take care.
Thanks for calling in. Always a pleasure to hear your voice, honey.
Nice to meet you, Sherry. Bye-bye. You too.
Right,
bye.
All right, everybody. If anybody wants to call in for a reading, we only have one more segment, though, 15-minute break. I mean, not a 15-minute break, but a 15-minute segment. Call in at 800-930-2819. And stay tuned because Sky and I are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Psychic radio show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with a God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey? Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop, and let's get into it now. Visit ruintoit.com for more information.
You want to know something? There's that song by Rod Stewart, you know, Have I Told You Lately That I Love You? And that's the song that my mom and I always sang to each other. You know, there was a few other songs that we would sing, but that was one of them. Have I Told You Lately? Or I Just Called to Say I Love You. And I love when my mother would finish off songs because, you know, but she remembered certain songs. It's interesting how she could finish off certain songs, even though she had dementia as bad as she did. And she could tell you about specific things about the past.
Because she loves you that much.
Just the way she was, the way her mind operates. And even with her dementia, she knew how to add and times and divide, like her logical mind as far as, you know, like she could spell very well.
Really?
Yeah, she could spell very well, and she could, like, add and subtract and times and divide, like, very fast, even when she had that. So I was, she impressed me and my brothers.
That's amazing.
So,
absolutely amazing.
So we were just talking to our friend Sherry, and you were talking about as far as how important it is
to give back
because God, it is a spiritual and pure fact that people who do donate to others or organizations in any way, whether it be time, energy, or money, it always comes back to you tenfold. Whatever it is that you want. And
something
happened yesterday.
Yeah, I brought something up to Artie because if you're a spiritual person, it's almost your obligation to give back. You know, you don't feel it's like an obligation, but you feel it's like, oh, this
your
is a necessity. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely. So yesterday, Artie called me up and he told me about something, a small opportunity that he wanted me to do. And I said, okay, that's great. And then about a half hour later, he texted me and said, I just want money in Atlantic City. And I was so happy. And I said to God, thank you. Because he was so good enough to help me out of a situation and do something so beautiful for me for no reason. No, I didn't ask him to. He just did it out of the kindness of his heart. And he got repaid by God. And, you know, this guy, I rub his arm because God watches him unbelievably. Like, every time he just does something nice for somebody, he gets it back tenfold. And we should all be like that. And you have become my role model.
Oh, thank you.
Don't get too much big red.
No. That's something Charity would say.
Really?
Charity's my wife, everybody.
She's a sweetie.
So she always says,
we love you, Chad.
So she always, like if somebody's with us and like she's with me and we're with a group of people and somebody will comment or compliment me. About a reading or myself or whatever, she'll look at me and she'll roll her eyes. She goes, oh, boy, there goes his head.
Yeah, really.
There goes his head.
But I want to really tell you, honestly, he does give back a lot. You know, and I've been blessed to be with Artie. And I really consider that a huge blessing. I know for sure that my God and my angels and my son brought me to Artie. And, you know, he's the type of person just out of the clear blue sky who will do a selfless, kind act for somebody. And I look at him and I say, oh, my God, now why didn't I think of that? And, you know, I'm trying to put myself in a better state of karma, or if you like to call it, or a better state of reminding myself to do just very unselfish things for people because I see Artie do it, and I see what he gets. And I'm not doing it just to get something back. Don't get me wrong. I'm doing it because I see how much joy it gives him to do it, and it gives me joy to watch him do it and to remember I need to do that too.
I want to say this. When you donate to other people, you're investing in your soul.
Absolutely.
You're investing in your soul. You're investing in your life when you donate to other people. And, you know, you might not get what you might feel the just rewards overnight or whatever, but trust me, God and the angels will reward you in a way that will definitely benefit you some way, somehow.
Yeah.
You know, but yesterday there was a moment of time where when Anthony and I were at the crafts table, we could not lose. It was amazing. The girl, this one lady, you know, this one guy rolled the dice for a little bit, won a few bucks. You know, I was down a little bit, won a few bucks. I was literally up a few bucks, and I was happy. Started off minus 200 before we got to the craps table. And then this one lady, she held the dice forever, and she kept hitting the numbers, hitting the numbers, hitting the numbers. And I know what not everybody understands craps, but when you roll the dice, it's a beautiful thing.
Yes, so, actually, it's your number.
Yeah, and my numbers just kept coming out and coming out and coming out, and it was great. And then, you know, so I ended up being up over $400. And then as soon as I went to the roulette table with Anthony, because Anthony wanted to change, you know, we were getting a little tired. So we wanted to change the game, and we went to the roulette table, and I played my mother's birthday, and it came out. Yeah. And I was up another couple hundred right away, and then I bet 100, and I was up over 500, and it was really, really cool. So
I think mostly the motto of this, and us telling you this, is because be aware of something that you can do for somebody that's really unselfish, that they would really never be able to do for themselves. And just watch the expression on that person's face. It is priceless. It is priceless. And when I see Artie do that, you know, I do it too a lot. I really do. But when I see Artie do that, it really reminds me to do it more often. I want to do it more often, you know?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For that
it's
nice
true.
We
don't
kudos. Kudos.
You don't thank me. It's true. Stay in cash.
Coming from an American Native Indian, thank you for putting a feather in my cap.
You're welcome, my boy.
There you go. My little Jewish friend.
I love him. I love him.
But, what I do, one of the things that I do that I hope that other people could do also, and it takes no time out of your day, that while you're driving in the car, if you see somebody stuck on the side of the road, pay attention to the road where you're at, pay attention to the mile marker, and call 911 and just send help over. And you're not the one that has to stop, you know, to help that person, but just call 911. And you're sending help over, and it's great. And I do it all the time, and I love doing it. I don't even think twice about it. And sometimes they'll ask for, you know, your name and number, and it's not a big deal. So I do it all the time. But, Sky, unfortunately, our time is up.
Already.
And it was a great pleasure. It really was.
Already.
Everything ended up working out fine.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Thank you, the angels.
Thank you.
So from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you and your family and your friends with all the love, happiness, and prosperity in your life.
Absolutely.
Many blessings and many miracles to you.
Much love.
And may my guardian angels watch over all of you and bless you with all your most wonderful blessings.
And good deeds.
Everything. We bless you with everything.
We love you.
We love you. And we appreciate everything. And so until next week, everybody. Until next week, Sky.
I love you.
And you take care, everybody.
We love you, too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show. And Answer Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with a God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey? Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop, and let's get into it now. Visit ruintuit.com for more information.
Put your head on my shoulder, hold me in your arms, baby, squeeze me oh so tight, show me that you love me too, put your lips next to mine.
Local station, Stereo 1230, WBLQ.
Anthony works in the grocery store. moving out. Money. And if that's what you have in mind, nonprofit organization group, or club is having an event, we'll promote it for you free of charge. Send your announcement to Stereo 1230, WBLQ, P.O. Box 2175, Westerly, Rhode Island, 02891. The station that cares. Stereo 1230, WBLQ.
Marshall, and I'm listening to WBLQ. I hope you are.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week.
It's a fact of life that life goes on whether we feel ready for it or not. Change is inevitable, but growth is optional. This week's Sophisticated Tip of the Week is to help you make better decisions for yourself and your life. Start by clarifying a question or decision you need to make. Write it on a piece of paper, read it to yourself 5 times as you drift off to sleep.
Then, notice what answer, insights, or guidance you get by the time you awaken.
Trust what you receive and make that decision boldly. Remember, this technique also works with meditation. Learn more or schedule a session by visiting GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com and call 206-420-8660.
Once again, that's 206-420-8660.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.